one of our local councillors, Councillor Brian Carr, who's from the Glenties electoral area, to give you an example, raised a number of serious concerns in relation to policing in the Glenties area, which is in West Donegal, with the superintendent recently. And I just want to put it to you, Commissioner, in relation to that, I think that the Garda's response is seriously lacking in relation to this. In correspondence that he issued back in May, he raised a number of serious concerns in relation to policing in the area. He talked about, in some cases, no Garda on duty. He talked about Donegal town, right through to Glencombe, Kill to Dunloe, that you may have only one Garda covering that entire area, which is a coastal area. He talks about regular redeployments of assigned Gardaís that would be located in Glenties having to be redeployed to Ballyshannon or Donegal town for operational purposes. He talks about Garda not having Garda vehicles, having to use their own personal vehicles. He talked about the Garda station being closed during official opening hours and the frustration with the community. And he asked questions about the community engagement areas and how that will stretch the matters further. In the response that he received from the superintendent a week later, the superintendent said that in order to give you a full and frank response and answer you the best way possible, I would like you to this is a public representative writing to, I would like to provide you to provide me with a source of information to ensure there's no breach of GDPR. Can you also supply me with more information on the specific dates of the absence of Gardaí on duty in the Glenties area? Can you supply me with the dates and times that it is alleged that Gardaí have been redeployed to areas? And can you also provide me with the names of the members who have had to use their own cars and corresponding dates? That's completely inappropriate for a public representative who's raising ongoing concerns from the public to the Gardaí. He responded, in fairness to him, a number of days later, and made it very clear that his questions reflected the consistent reports from members of the public, local representatives and community groups, and he outlined six questions to the Gardaí, including the personnel levels, the current numbers of Gardaí assigned to the Glenties and Ardrahy areas, asking whether it was regular shifts or time periods where there was no Garda presence in the area. He asked what the protocol was in relation to redeployment. He asked in relation to how many official Garda vehicles are assigned to Glenties and Ardrahy, and are members required to use their own personal vehicles. He asked about whether the opening hours, the official openers, are consistently observed, and he asked a question in relation to the engagement, community engagement areas. The response back from the Commissioner was to inform him of the times that the Glenties station remains open, and says that none of the other questions can be answered for operational reasons. Now, that is shocking.